How 2014 is the year China becomes number one by one measure.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Citrix with GoToMeeting, connecting people and businesses worldwide in face-to-face online meetings. More at GoToMeeting.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics. Here's something that was supposed to happen in the coming years, but not as quickly as this. The International Comparison Program in Washington, which feeds data to the UN and the World Bank, says China will become the world's biggest economy this year. But there is a fudge factor here. The BBC's chief business correspondent, Linda Yu, joins us. Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
So China, largest economy? I was expecting that in the next couple of years, not as early as this year.
Yeah, well, that's because you're probably looking at nominal GDP. Let me just explain what that actually means. When we tend to compare economies, we have to convert it all into a common currency, so the US dollar. But if you have a country like China where the currency is undervalued, meaning the currency is too cheap, then that makes Chinese output look too small. So if you do a comparison based on whatever the output is converted into dollars at exchange rates, while the Chinese economy is half the size of the U.S. economy and unlikely to overtake it this year.
When you step back, it's pretty astonishing. 25 years after Tiananmen Square, the Chinese economy, by this measure, it will now eclipse the United States economy. It is an enormous achievement.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the real gist of this, isn't it? What really matters for an economy is actually the incomes of its people. China's still a developing country. Average incomes are only $6,000 a year. And by that gauge, China is still a country that has a long ways to go.
BBC's chief business correspondent, Linda Yu, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speaking of sizes of an economy, later this morning we'll get the U.S. government's reading on how much our economy grew this winter. Given the weather, probably not by all that much. Forecasts are for about a 1% annualized rate of growth. But on this program, we regularly keep track of alternative measures that go beyond GDP. Chris Honig is president of the State of the USA. That's an outfit. It's working with the government to come up with an online interactive scorecard for how we're doing. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So when this thing is up and running, give me a sense of what you want to measure.
Well, one way to talk about this is to compare it to GDP. And the best way for anybody to really understand that and why we have to go beyond it is the simplest. It's just one measure of a society's success. And so an example of the bundle of measures that we believe people ought to look at would include measures on health, education, criminal justice, a complete set of measures on how we should assess the success of our society.
I'm trying to get a better sense of this in practice. What will we put in our zip code and an outward pop infant mortality or stuff like that?
In practice, if we want to look at how many people have the five major chronic diseases, you might just type in a search string and up would come the most essential data so that you can easily understand it and say, okay, well, now I understand how many people have these chronic diseases in my state or in my country compared to other countries.
It's my understanding this, your hope, Chris, that people go beyond just looking up where they live and moving on. You want people, and not just policy wonks, to use this somehow as what, like a teaching tool?
This is really intended to help the American people. Whether they bring it to a PTA meeting or a local city council meeting, it's good for the public and it's good for policymakers to learn as well as to make choices.
Now, it has been a long road for your project. Your team's been working on this since at least the passage of Obamacare. It's been years. Are you getting close?
Yeah, we are getting close. This has been passed into law. There's a commission that's been appointed by the leadership of both houses of Congress. And it will be a big step forward because the first country that really figures this out in the world, how to define its success and then get that information out to its citizens, is going to win a big prize by getting more people focused on how to make the country a better place.
Chris Honig is president of State of the USA. Mr. Honig, thank you.
You're welcome.
Stock markets now. The FT 100 in London is up 0.2% at the moment. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Nuance Power PDF, designed to easily convert, combine, and edit documents for your small business. Nuance.com/PowerPDF. PDF uncompromised. By CIT. For over 100 years, CIT has provided lending, leasing, and advisory services to small and middle market businesses. More at CIT.com. and by United Healthcare, with information on doctors, treatment options, and cost estimates for patients to make educated health decisions. Online at uhc.com.
Now that the NBA is recommending a lifetime ban for Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling after his views on race were caught on tape, there's new attention to his other business interests, including real estate. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Donald Sterling is number 972 on Forbes' list of billionaires. Forbes says Sterling is worth almost $2 billion. Where does the bulk of Sterling's wealth come from? Real estate, apartment buildings in L.A. Will his real estate business be tarnished?
Yes, of course.
Robert Boddy is an economist at Wake Forest. He wouldn't be surprised if people started boycotting all things Sterling.
I can't imagine that what it is that people, how revolted they feel, won't translate into reduced business activity for him.
Remember, Sterling was sued by the Justice Department for housing discrimination, a lawsuit he eventually settled in 2009. But any fallout this time will be short-lived, according to Leonard Barron, a California realtor and lecturer at San Diego State. He doesn't think Sterling will lose any tenants.
But people renting are going to look, what's the price and what's the location? So I doubt it's going to have any lasting effects at all.
And Barron says if Sterling wants to sell any real estate, there are plenty of buyers willing to pay top dollar. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And an MIT writing professor has come up with a computer program that writes a college essay in 1 second flat after you input a couple key words. The idea isn't to fool your professor. It's an attempt to show that computers that grade exam essays can be totally tricked into giving high marks. The Chronicle of Higher Education had an example of the machine's writing, prompted by the input privacy. Quote, "Privateness has not been and undoubtedly never will be lauded, precarious, and decent. Humankind will always subjugate privateness." The MIT-Harvard team that built the essay machine calls it the Basic Automatic BS Essay Language Generator, or, wait for it, Babel. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Lance Armstrong, Donald Trump, Dear Abby.
The people who we look to for wisdom are often terrible at following their own advice.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. The irony of the self-help industry. We'll have that story for you and the numbers from Wall Street as well. Next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.